Chapter 4. The next day, Peggy picked up Steve early in the morning and took him away from Camp Lehi. They soon found themselves driving through the streets of Brooklyn, New York. For the first time since the night of the exhibition, his thoughts drifted to Bucky and to their misspent youth on the streets.
"I know this neighborhood," Steve said to Peggy. "I got beat up in that alley."
He pointed out the car window.
"And over there,"
he added, pointing to a corner outside a soda fountain.
"And there."
This time he nodded at a side street blocked by a garbage truck. Peggy looked at him quizzically.
"Did you have something against running away?" she asked.
"You start running," Steve began. "They'll never let you stop. You stand up, you push back. They can only tell you no for so long, right?"
Peggy smiled to herself, more confident than ever that the SSR had made the right choice in picking Steve Rogers. The car came to a stop, jolting Steve. Looking around, he saw that they had parked in front of an antiques store.
"Why did we stop here?"
he asked, confused.
"I love a bargain,"
she answered simply, opening the car door and getting out. Steve laughed. Peggy was full of surprises, and he felt a weird flutter in his chest. He hated to admit it, but he was starting to like Peggy. Getting out of the car, he followed her inside. An old woman stood behind the counter, surrounded by various knick-knacks and dusty antiques.
"Wonderful weather this morning," Peggy said.
"Isn't it?"
the shopkeeper said.
"Yes, but I always carry an umbrella."
The woman nodded at Peggy, then pressed a hidden button, allowing Peggy and Steve to enter. This was serious spy stuff. Steve couldn't quite believe it all. At a door in the back of the store, Peggy stopped and turned to make sure Steve was behind her. Then she opened the door, revealing a secret staircase. They made their way down and walked through another door, right into the Strategic Scientific Reserve Rebirth Lab. Steve's eyes grew wide as he took in the giant space. Far larger than the store above, it was illuminated by bright lights and bustling with activity. In the center of the ultra-modern area, technicians operated different kinds of machinery, consulting with one another.